This is Solid State Sessions, a show dedicated to original music from local bands and artists. Broadcasting from his bunker located 40 feet below downtown Lapeer. Wait, he's live in studio? Oh, this is going to be a train wreck. Here's your host, Adam Hairhawk.
What's going on, everybody? That's right, Adam Hairhug broadcasting live from the Lyric Mall in downtown Lapeer. If you're in downtown Lapeer, it is ladies' night. That's right, the stores are staying open for the ladies tonight. I'd like to say that we have something for women at South Area. We got stickers. That's basically all we can offer. Oh, and we can also offer an hour of nothing but Michigan-made music. That's what we do on Sessions. Approaching autumn, we've had them in studio numerous times. Well, they come bearing gifts this time, debuting a brand new tune. You can't have it yet. You can't, but I've got it. You can't have it, but I've got it. That's right. Laces Out, we're going to be talking about that track. They're going to be doing some stuff live. We're going to be playing some other stuff. We're just going to be having a good time. If you're listening to us on the Thumb's Greatest Hits 97.7 WTGV, no, you didn't fall asleep, and it's all of a sudden 11 o'clock, starting at 8 o'clock tonight because the Detroit Tigers are taking on the Arizona Diamondbacks. Go Tigers. Kicking things off, here is Ava Underfire. Here's Blow on Sessions on Solid State Radio and the Solid State Radio app.
This is Katie from Final Confession, and you're listening to Sessions on Solid State Radio.
I met with Ash, she calls me by my name. How could it be that I'm here to tell my team a story? Recompense and allegories. I've lost myself one too many times. Down the hills and the backgrounds, I can't tell how far back is.
Final confession right there, Ghost and Me on Sessions on Solid State Radio. They're going to be my guests in studio next month. Looking forward to that. Approaching autumn, they've been my guests in studio many, many times. Hopefully nobody parked in their parking space. Giving them some chance to just kind of kick back and relax. They just got into town. Here is Killing Pixies with Body Bag on Sessions on Solid State Radio and the Solid State Radio skill on your Alexa app. Hey, Alexa, play Solid State Radio.
If I could taste it on your thick mouth, or better lies helps me sleep at night. Can you taste my spit? Tell me what it is. Made you fucking twist your words into a knot. If on the table you can build your house of cards on, throw discards on. She's on to you. We've been scheming.
Killing Pixies, Body Bag right there with their latest on Sessions on SolidStateRadio.net. Approaching Autumn. Yeah, you've heard them on the show many, many times. They're back. Joel is back.
What's up, man?
We're going to be talking to them here in just a little bit. Let's get reacquainted, shall we? Here's Approaching Autumn, Breathe on Sessions. Original all the time. This is Sessions on Solid State Radio. That is Breathe, Approaching Autumn. Welcome back to the studio, guys.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And it's Caleb's first time.
Yeah,
here.
Yeah. I mean, Joel, you're like an all stalwart here. I mean, your keys hopefully worked in the door.
They did. It was fine. But I got it, no problem.
Yeah, Caleb, welcome. Welcome to Solid State Radio.
Yeah, good to be here.
Very good. We're gonna just there we go. There you go. Oh, you got a new single to unleash on us.
Yeah, we have.
But we're going to make people work for it.
Yeah, we actually have a double EP that we're going to be releasing this year.
A double EP.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I have so many questions about the whole terminology. I hate, first of all, yes, my listeners are like, oh, here he goes again about EPs. EPs, don't call it an EP. Just call it an album. Because, I mean, you worked as hard as you did for an album. You put as much money into it. Call it an album. Don't, okay. You don't have to.
We're doing
it
a double
EP.
Album. No, does that make you feel better?
Yes. Yes. Double horns. We are going Facebook Live if you want to see their smiling faces.
Go hello, everyone.
Sessions
hello.
Facebook
come hang out
page.
With us.
I'm sure they're going to share it to the Approaching Autumn Facebook page so you can see their smiling face.
Yes, sir.
Leave a comment, question, dirty joke, and we will read it for the band. I'm excited for this new single. I haven't heard it yet.
It's awesome.
It's called Laces Out.
Yes, we have several new songs that are just like, it's just like one banger after another. Dan came up with this song that's called Conquest that I am absolutely in love with and I'm writing a guitar part for, and it's amazing. It's he's very like Meshuggah driven.
Okay.
So oh my god, dude, his writing abilities is far beyond anything that I know that I can do, and I'm actually learning a lot from him, so that's really helpful.
Well, you've been here numerous times. I've never seen you more excited, so that makes me more excited.
Yes.
I hate to do this, but I do got to go into commercial break. I have to do that every once in a while. Then we're going to come back and we're going to talk more about the new single. And you brought guitars and drums. We're going to perform live. Okay,
absolutely.
Fantastic. It's Approaching Autumn right here on Sessions on Solid State Radio and the Thumb's Greatest Hits, 97.7 WTGV. Back after this. Mark your calendars for the next Sessions Concert Series. Saturday, June 29th, get out to Cascade Lounge for three great bands that I play on Sessions who put on a fantastic stage show. Plethora, Wisher, and Vlad's Skeletal Circus. They'll be taking full advantage of the Cascade stage on June 29th, and the best part is, it's free! Cascade Lounge is located at 4099 South Lapeer Road in Metamora. Plethora, Wisher, and Vlad's Skeletal Circus, all on one night. It's a Sessions Concert Series. Support local music.
Swiftlet Technology is a Flint-based engineering services company focused on helping you design a technical solution to your business needs. We offer prototype and proof-of-concept services to help you evaluate your idea or workforce augmentation to help you make your idea a reality. Specializing in electronics and software, our team is ready to help you figure out what to build and then help you build it. Find out more at swiftlet.technology.
Online betting can be fun. It's kind of like whitewater rafting. The rush of excitement, the thrill. Well, until your raft is heading straight for a huge waterfall. For tips that will help keep you afloat, go to don'tregretthebet.org. Sponsored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and the Michigan Gaming Control Board. Have a gambling problem? Call the Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-270-7117.
Welcome to Historic Lapeer. Named for the stone that lined the bed of our river, we are a vibrant small town where our residents proudly walk in the footsteps of fur traders and natives. We are born with an independent spirit, and that spirit has lived with us from the early days of dueling courthouses to the east-west rivalries of dueling high schools. We are an unusual oasis, close enough to be truly connected, far enough to be a place apart. We are proud of our past and excited for our future, from our cool new businesses, coffee shops, restaurants, and boutiques, to the huge support for the theater and the arts. We invite you to discover this place we call home, discover why we say Historic Lapeer, remarkably close.
You can now use your Alexa device to listen to Solid State Radio. Find the Solid State Radio skill in the Alexa app, and she will hook you up with your local alternative fix. Hey, Alexa, play Solid State Radio.
Playing Solid State Radio.
This is a game changer. This is going to blow things up.
Self-destruct mode engaged in 5, 4, 3.
No, wait, Alexa, cancel. Just one more way you can enjoy your local alternative, Solid State Radio. Alexa, you crazy.
Around and find out.
When you're a foster parent, you play a lot of roles.
Provider, giving a foster child a safe home, healthy meals, and hope.
You're always there.
You're a cheerleader.
Your family. You would do anything for a child in your care.
Every day is different. Every need is different. But one of the most impactful roles you can play in life is being a foster parent. See why at michigan.gov/hopeforahome. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
Hi, I'm Brian Herrick, owner of Happy Days Smoke & More. We're an old-school head shop with a unique atmosphere. We carry local CBD products along with a wide selection of vape and garden supplies, custom blown glass and etching, also tattoo parlor, bulk tobacco, and much, much more. That makes us one of a kind and no one like us. So come on in and let us help you find what you need. Happy Days Smoke & More is located next to Rick & Nick's Party Store south of Bad Axe.
Stone's Throw Theater, located in downtown Lapeer, is pleased to present the Honky Tonk Angels, taking place June 8th through the 16th, Saturdays and Sundays. Saturday performances at 7:30, Sundays at 2 o'clock. Ticket prices are $25 for general admission and $22 for senior, student, and military. Tickets can be purchased online at stonesthrowtheater.org or by calling 810-660-7805. Stone's Throw Theater, where music, theater, and art are only a stone's throw away.
Sure, there are a million reasons keeping you from going back to school, but here's one solid reason to let go of them all. Michigan Reconnect can help you earn a community college degree tuition-free. So go ahead, explore your calling, uncover more opportunities, and find where you're meant to be. Get started on your tuition-free journey today at michigan.gov/reconnect. Sponsored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and the Michigan Department of Labor and Economic Opportunity.
When you want to unwind, Cascaden Lounge in Metamora has everything you need. Hot food, cold drinks, keno, six pool tables, pinball, darts, air hockey. For the musicians, every Thursday night is open mic night. Then on the weekends, Cascaden's has the best bands around lighting up their stage. Cascaden Lounge is located at 4099 South Lapeer Road in Metamora. Give them a call at 810-678-2116. That's 810-678-2116. You deserve to relax, and now you know the place, Cascaden Lounge.
And welcome back to Sessions on Solid State Radio. 6 days a week we do this, that's right. Other radio stations, what do you got? Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 on Solid State Radio, and then I tuck you in from 11 to midnight on the Thumb's Greatest Hits, 97.7 WTGV. Tuck you in with an hour of Michigan-made music. And then, of course, on Saturdays. Saturdays was the whole thing that started this whole debacle. 9 to midnight on Solid State Radio. Listener discretion advised on that one. We are going Facebook Live, so you can see their smiling faces, and the comments are coming in fast and furious. We got Mike going, Mike Hell. I mean, that
Heil.
Heil. Oh, yep. Thank you. He's like, I don't know how many times people told me that in high school. Yeah. He says, let's go. Travis says, what's up, guys?
Hello.
Travis here from the Burton Beat. Yeah, Burton Beat's
love
fantastic.
You, Burton Beat.
Oh, absolutely. If you definitely check that place out. Sick hat. Mike says sick hat. I'm assuming they're talking about you, Caleb.
Yeah. That's his natural state of being. He's always that gorgeous. Believe
his,
it or not.
His hair actually grows into that hat.
That's what it really looks like. It's crazy.
Seriously, though.
Okay, Travis is chiming again. Ask Joel about his song rating scale. 1 to bleh.
There's always room for a bleh.
Are you getting salty about certain songs there, Joel?
Oh, a little bit. I mean, if they don't have a bleh, then what's the point of listening to it?
Exactly.
I mean, Michael Bolton, step up your game, bro.
Michael Bolton just now just took the scrunchie out of his ponytail. And
I'm just saying, this is a personal call out from me now. To Michael Bolton. Let's go, bro. You and me. One stage.
We're building ourselves up to the release or the sneak peek of Laces Out.
Because it doesn't even come out until June. We just love you that much that we did a quick mixdown version to bring to show you. And it's got some hidden little gems inside of it.
Mm-hmm. I am feeling the love. I really appreciate it when you and other bands do this. I really do. Let's, in the meantime, while we're kind of teasing people, let's do some OG. Approaching Autumn. John Connor. This is the first track I found this before I found you, if you understand.
I love you, dude.
So I found John Connor before I found you guys.
Nice.
I've heard the story. A lot of people have heard the story, but there's always some newbies. John Connor, talk me through it.
So John Connor, all right, so like Laces Out, our guitarist, who is currently overseas helping people because he's a paramedic, and yes, I know, Steve, I love you. We miss you. Come home safely to us.
Yes, Steve.
He has a gigantic list of song titles. That's like, dude, this is a great song title. Great song title. And we're huge Terminator fans, and we're huge Ace Ventura fans. So even though the song is called John Connor, or the song is called Laces Out, the lyrics have absolutely nothing to do with the title. It's just a cool title. And we're idiots, and we just like to have fun. And that's there's no meaning behind it. There's no side one or the other. It's just, hey, it's a fun title.
Well,
and
it's kind of funny because right now everybody's really bitching about AI.
Yep.
And so I'm like, I was like, oh, maybe the Approaching Autumn was ahead of the curve on this.
Dude, I feel like we were, because when we watch movies and even new movies that come out, like Ace Ventura, though, is littered. We have a whole page dedicated to just Ace Ventura titles that we came up with.
Yeah.
And I was like, Laces Out, that's the first one I want to do. Very first one.
I mean, last time you were in studio, your girls were in here, and I had to ask about Ace Ventura in the practice studio, and they cracked up laughing. But we'll talk about that later. In the meantime, here's Approaching Autumn with John Connor on Sessions on Solid State Radio.
Rolling the knife on my back, so where I'm sorry I can't get one.
The song that started it all for us, that's John Connor, Approaching Autumn, right here on Sessions on SolidStateRadio.net. Approaching Autumn in studio with me tonight.
Hello.
We're just making you work for it. We're making you work for it. We're debuting the new single, Laces Out, right here. I got Caleb. I got Jacob.
Jacob?
Jacob.
Joel. How many have you had before we got
here? A lot. And they were, I had a lot, and they're all named Jacob. It was crazy.
Actually, that's not a lie. Jacob Jingle Heimerschmidt, man.
That's right. Mark Morin from the Burton Beat also chiming in. Hey,
what's up, buddy?
And he said, Travis, what's up? He's apparently talking to somebody else in there. Nita says, wow, rocking out. Rock it out with Laces Out, and then
yes.
Fire emoji, fire emoji, heart emoji, fire emoji, fire emoji. So, you know.
It's coming. Just wait. It's worth the wait. I promise you.
100%.
Have they not heard this track
no,
yet?
No, no one's heard it. No one has heard it yet.
Oh, geez. I love this.
It doesn't come out till June, bro.
Oh, my God. This is so great. I love it. Parts of me could cut diamonds right now, cut glass right now. All right. So we are going Facebook Live. You guys are in studio right now. I was very excited to hear that you guys are bringing guitars and the what do they call that drum seat right there?
Cajon.
Say that again?
Cajon.
I call it a cajon, like cojones.
Cajones, okay, yeah. So, yeah, that's right.
Cajon.
Yeah. And I was very excited because you said we're going to come out and we're going to play a song, and it's one of my favorite Approaching Autumn tunes, and you're going to do it acoustic.
Oh, this I didn't know this was one of your
yes.
favorites. That's fantastic.
I just played that.
You want to know what's great? Right. Is on the double album that we're releasing.
Thank you.
So five songs are brand new electric, full band, and then the other five are some of our songs from our last album acoustically, including this one. And it's got a couple new ones on it.
That's fantastic. That
it's
reminds
be
me.
Fun.
That reminds me back in the late '80s when I heard GNR Lies. It was like,
yeah,
you got, yes. And then
that's
the
kind of where I got the inspiration from, actually, because so, I was a huge, 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 huge fan of GNR.
Sure, and I'm treading lightly here because Joel. I mean, I followed your career for a lot, but we've had you for station events just doing simply acoustic.
Yeah.
You've done acoustic here in studio. We've heard what you can do on record and everything else. I like your acoustic stuff a lot. I mean, I hope I'm not
so
taking away from what dude, we're trying to promote a song.
No, everyone
you're kind of a jerk, Adam.
That's why like I was like, you know, I will do some acoustic stuff cuz like when you listen to GNR or some of those great 80s bands, because I'm a huge 80s fan, like you hear them do their songs acoustically and it just sounds beautiful.
Yeah.
So I'm like, if we can take some of these heavy, heavy songs and make them sound acoustic and just bring more life to them, like that's awesome.
Yeah, exactly. Because I mean, there's a lot. I'm going to say the 90s. I mean, there was a lot of times Stone Temple Pilots would put
yes.
out an acoustic tune of Plush. And
yep.
then it just became more poignant
yes.
to me. This is my personal opinion. But for some reason, and not just a, you know, kiss your butt or anything like that, but when you bring in a tune that you've written and you play it acoustic, it still has that grit. It
yeah.
still has that. We're still getting what you're talking about
yep.
without the and the heavy guitars.
Exactly.
So you're fully dimensional, I guess.
That's what I try to be. Like when we write songs, we try to write them to where they could be played on acoustic or electric. Some songs just won't work. We have a couple new ones that just they won't work.
Yeah.
No,
I mean that happens. All right, so swing.
It felt wrong not to swing.
Yeah.
Yes. That's right. That's what we're playing.
Yeah.
Buddy.
I'm so excited.
All right. Whenever you ready for us?
I'm ready whenever you are.
All right. One, two, ready, go.
Mm-hmm.
condescending and you're never ending with all the toxic games that you play. I couldn't quit you even if I tried, ending right back where we first died. All these conversations led by manipulation, as you're right back at it again. Her lips were like poison that I can't get enough of, as I'm drowning in my own misery while we bleed. Well, nothing's forever with her. It's 7 a.m. and I'm still laying in this bed, and you douse those sheets and gasoline again. Light this room sky high, let it all burn down one last time, as long as we're both inside. All these coming in.
MTV Unplugged.
Oh, you're so sweet.
Well, you guys weren't old enough to know about MTV Unplugged in the 90s.
Oh, dude, I totally am.
Oh, are you really?
100%. I watched that.
Oh, yeah.
Believe it or not, I am old enough. Yeah, I may not look it with my dapper, you know, looks.
You look fantastic, but some of us were not even old enough. Yeah, like, oh, I got YouTube. I saw it. Misty Drew, who's been fantastic, commenting and says, awesome, fire. And then Mark and Travis from Bert and Beat are just kind of like having a love fest over here.
That's adorable, and we love those guys. Oh,
they are such good music fans. I tell you what, if you
they
guys,
really are.
If you love
it
Michigan
just
music,
more bleh.
Yeah, bleh. If you love Michigan music, check out the Bert and Beat. They are fantastic. It is ladies' night. That's why we see a lot of ladies walking out.
That makes a lot of sense. Yeah. What happened to him tonight? That makes more sense.
Yeah. What happened to you,
and it
Jacob?
Happened to him.
I'm not even joking. It took me 30 minutes. I got here at 5. It took me like 30, 35 minutes to find this spot. Yeah. And the weirdest things happened to me. Like, I was standing in the back lot over
you
here.
You got attacked
by
a cougar, didn't you?
I was literally just waiting for him to show up by the cookies and cream down here. And here comes this woman that's, let's say, like 35. I'm 20, by the way. Just want to throw that out.
You're
there.
You're still a cub, man.
He's a cubby
bear. And she comes by and she's like, hey, do you want me to take your photo there? You look so nice just standing there. And at that point, I just laugh it off and I'm just like, no thanks. Sorry, you're a bit old.
Are you
there.
Sure?
No, he's like, no, I just really want to encounter a bear in the woods.
He's like walking away. She's following him.
No, it's ladies' okay, night. Buddy. All the stores in downtown Lapeer are staying a little open a little later.
Dude, it is busy down here, yeah. Man.
I tell you what, the DDA director here in Lapeer, they keep things going because starting on May 31st, it will be the first bike night. That's right, they're closing off downtown Lapeer.
Nice.
And having the motorcycles there, and the social district will be in effect, so you can get a drink over at Vinyls, or you can get a drink over at Tilted Axis or Wood Chips, and then walk around town. Absolutely. So we're just leading up. We're basically just killing time until we can play the new song, Laces Out, from Approaching
I'm very
Autumn.
Very excited.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I got Joel. I got Caleb here hanging out with me. Thank you guys very much for making the trek all the way over here.
We appreciate you having us.
Yeah, definitely.
Tell Maddie and Sophie I said hi.
I'm so glad you remember their names. That's awesome, man.
They
you
were. Did,
you remembered their names.
Yeah, they were fantastic.
My
can't
daughters
remember,
are big fans of this.
I can't remember my kids' names. But
see, it's funny because that's what I like about the shows that we're doing this summer. So we're doing a lot of all ages shows, and my kids are going to be able to come to several of those
that's
performances.
That's awesome.
So that's all like, we've been talking about, honestly.
Yeah. So they could actually like, wow, he doesn't just tell us to do dishes. He actually screams in the microphone.
Oh, my gosh, my oldest. So she's at a dance tonight, okay, her first, like, formal dance.
Yeah, you showed me the picture. I was like, that's not the same girl that
I know,
was in the
dude,
studio.
And, she, gosh,
and you're not
so
here
old.
With you're not there with a shotgun. Good
I
for
know.
You, right?
I was trying to give her some space, so I figured, you know, a good 50-mile distance would be a good space. No, it's funny because she's getting older now, man. Every once in a while, if I, you know, ask her to do something, she does get, I noticed, a tinge bit more attitude as she's gotten older. I'm like, wow, okay, take a breath. You gotta, you gotta breathe through this. It's an experience.
I know.
Yes, you do.
They got the head roll. I got two stepkids at the house right now who have adapted the personality of a trapdoor spider.
Oh my!
So they just hide in their rooms. They come out to feed and they go back in.
That's fantastic. See, I've been making my kids come out more because I noticed they were doing that a lot.
Yeah.
I was like, no, you got to come out of your rooms. We got to get away from the devices. We got to. So I make them do chores with me. We play games, but not just video games. We play board games, games. I mean, Monopoly's ruined our family twice, but that's no big deal. My daughter flipped the table once. She got so
everybody
mad. The youngest one, dude. The youngest one.
You win. I've got Baltic Avenue. You're the slumlord of the radio board. I'm done.
Oh, my God. That's great.
Oh, yeah. I started playing chess. I was on the chess team. I mean, in high school, yeah, settle down, ladies. I was on the chess team.
He's only one man. They're fighting for you outside the station
right now. I'll put you all in checkmate later. But no, my youngest stepson, I taught him chess, and this little SOB is beating me.
Oh,
I mean,
really?
Legitimately.
Dude.
I mean, I'm trying. I never let the kids just win. I make them earn it. Because when he did, he danced around that house. I was like, go, Rocky.
Bro,
you earned this one.
My youngest has been kicking me in like every game for the last couple months. Like,
really?
She's just annihilating me. And it's like, no mercy too. Like, she doesn't care how badly I'm beaten. It's like, oh, do you need some water? And she'll pour it out in front of me. Like, that's how bad she's gotten. Like, she's not allowed to watch movies anymore because it's just getting mean. Good God, dude. It's unreal.
Yeah, I kids, that you love them, and you're like, oh, man, I'll tell you what.
Yeah, you know.
All right. Man, we got like a couple minutes in the show. I don't know where I want to go with this because I want... Should we just go ahead and play the tune now?
Why don't we preface it first? Let's preface it.
All right, let me load it in while you preface.
So...
That's
for those
a big
of,
word there, Caleb.
He's 20. He's not 10.
I was about to say, I just got done with my
he just got done
college.
With, he's actually better in education than we are.
Yeah. Like I said earlier, our guitarist has a list of songs. And so Laces Out was one of the first ones I did. So there's nothing in the song that has to do with Laces Out. It's just a name. It's just a meaning. It doesn't mean anything. The lyrics mean something totally different.
Yeah.
But we thought it was funny and we put a little snippets of Ace Ventura in there because we thought it was great and you're the only station that'll have it. But... This song features our friend Mike Heil from Aerial Marketing Productions, the stunt coordinating team.
Oh, no kidding.
He was surfing Facebook one day and saw on the Michigan Metal forum that there was a drummer looking for a band. And he's like, dude, are you still looking for a drummer? Yep. Sent it to us. I sent him our three most difficult tracks to play. And I think, what was it, like 2 weeks? Maybe.
Baptized by fire.
I don't even think it was 2 weeks. I want to say it was the matter of like maybe 7-8 days.
Yeah, like he came
over.
Well,
why would you? Why would you send for a potential drummer? Why would you send him the hardest ones?
Because if he can play these songs, then he can play anything.
Oh, yeah.
Because these are the most difficult songs we have. And unfortunately, I didn't have time to really teach some, because I was actually playing drums, practicing for everybody. Because our drummer, Josh, which shout out to Josh, we love you and we miss
Hi,
you.
Josh.
Which, by the way, he is engaged. So congrats to him. Love that, man. That's going to be awesome for him. So somebody had to be as good as Josh, basically. And I know I'm not as good as Josh. I was making it work. But I figured if they can play the three hardest songs, then yeah, they can play virtually anything. They can write anything. Okay. And dude, he came in and played, and it was like he had been playing with us for years. It was weird. Like, weird.
Caleb, I mean, yeah. Did you feel the same way, or were you like butterflies?
To be honest, I was nervous at first, but the moment I walked in and met them, everything just... It clicked.
It really did. And it's been awesome ever since. And he has like more than pulled his weight in this band, and he has done a phenomenal job, and he's playing the drums live, honestly. Like, I know a lot of bands mini, you know, their drums, and that's fine if you do that, no big deal, because you can do it live. But like, he wanted to play the drums on the album, and just when I saw him play them, because I didn't even hear him play the drums to this song before this. I recorded the guitar. Yeah, no joke. I recorded the guitar, sent it to him, he learned it, and then he came to the studio, and then I heard him play it for the first time, and my jaw just dropped. I was like, oh my God. I couldn't believe it. Yeah. It was awesome.
I think we have made the people wait long enough.
Yes, let's premiere it. Let's do it.
We're going to end the show with a great tune. Because I mean, Ace Ventura has been very important to your
he's been very important to our music career, and we want to give a shout out to Ian. I'm gonna say his last name wrong. Korsiak, I believe is how you say his last name.
Sure.
He's the owner of Bare Knuckle Studios. He has been our producer, our engineer. My studio, In-House Media and Retro Studios, has been tracking, but he has been doing all of the legwork, and we appreciate him and love him. He's done a wonderful job. Thank you, Ian, for doing such a good job. And the track's not even done yet.
Yeah. Hopefully you got some recorder going on right now, because you may not hear this version ever again.
No joke.
You are hearing a tune.
This is going to be good, people.
Oh, yeah.
Joel, Caleb, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having us.
Here's Approaching Autumn, brand new tune. Still has that new song smell. Here's Laces Out on Sessions on Solid State Radio.
Dan Marino should die of gonorrhea and rot in hell. Sign with every step down to the war, you're sure. is out.
Little footballs.